Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. The forecast for tonight, cloudy, a chance of showers, a low of 43. Kenosha County Sheriff David Bath is again taking issue with the State Department of Health Services over the proposed placement of two out-of-county sex offenders in a home in New Munster. The sheriff held a news conference at the home earlier this afternoon, saying it is not an appropriate location for such offenders and is less than the required 1,500 feet away from a park. Bath said he's been trying to work with the state and other sheriffs to find a solution to this issue.
Since a year ago, I have reached out to the state of Wisconsin saying, let's cooperate, let's work together to find a solution to situations just like this. Because I've also met with the sheriffs from across the state. They are dealing with the exact same issue. We are starting to work together to really fight the state of Wisconsin, the placement of these sexual predators.
Beth said he has not received a reply from state officials. The state is seeking to place sex offenders from Milwaukee and La Crosse at the home, where last year the county went to court to block the placement of a sex offender from Racine County. That case is still in the court system. A few homes on Walnut Street between 9th and 10th Streets in Racine were evacuated this morning because of a natural gas line break. The problem was reported about 9 o'clock. Callers as far as four blocks away reported smelling gas. We Energy's crew shut off the gas to the area, leaving 43 customers without service. Once repairs were made, We Energy's representative started going door to door to help customers relight the pilot lights for their appliances. A We Energy spokesperson says an automated call went out to the affected customers to let them know about the situation. While a kindergarten classroom seems like an unlikely spot to get engaged, a Mount Pleasant couple did just that this morning at Sturtevant's Schulte Elementary School. Chris Peranto and Nanette Behrens shared their first kiss in that school as kindergartners 39 years ago. Chris's elaborate plan began today with blindfolding Nanette so she didn't know where they were going, then dropping to his knee in front of the kindergarten class. He said he decided to propose at the school because that's where it all began.
A big part of our story is growing up together. We grew up across the street from each other. We've known each other since toddlers. And she moved away when she was, you know, a young girl, and we hadn't seen each other for 30-something years. We hooked up on, you know, on Facebook, believe it or not, a few years ago, and we became very close friends, and then we started dating, and here we are.
After the proposal, the couple left Sturtevant with a police escort for a day of activities to celebrate their engagement. On the same day as Open House Racine County, which includes the studios of WRJN and 92.1 The Shore, available for viewing from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. tomorrow, there's the 63rd version of Racine's Kiwanis Pancake Day at Festival Hall to try to fit into your schedule. Kiwanis spokesman Jerry Anderson said there will also be entertainment throughout the day to go with the food.
New musicians. There's a rumor that Elvis will be in the building at some point. Miss Racine and her friends are going to show up, so lots of good things, and you can see the lineup of entertainment at the website or on the Facebook page.
The 63rd annual Kiwanis Pancake Day at Racine's Festival Hall runs from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. tomorrow. The Burlington Common Council offered no discussion this week on the recommended purchase of another Class B liquor license from a neighboring community to make up for the city running out of its own allotment, including reserve licenses. Administrator Karina Walters noted the staff reached out, as allowed by state law, and got a positive response from Spring Prairie, willing to sell one of theirs for $12,500, which was approved weeks ago, while the town of Burlington recently said yes. Walters said town officials asked for a condition, and that seemed reasonable.
It would go to a new business wanting to locate within the city of Burlington and not necessarily transfer within this business to business within the city.
The final vote of the Burlington Council on the new license purchase, including the provision about it only going to a new business, will be on the May 16th agenda. A ribbon cutting and dedication ceremony were held in the lobby of the Racine Public Safety Building for the new Wall of Honor for the 12 city officers who died in the line of duty and the unveiling of a new museum dedicated to the history of the Racine Police Department. There was a small memorial to the city's fallen officers in the lobby, but Police Chief Art Howell said he wanted a better memorial after a visit to the police memorial in Washington, D.C. He said the museum honors those who still stand and the shoulders we stand upon.
Chief Polzin, if he were here, he would tell you, as visionary as he was, he wouldn't have been able to accomplish a great deal of what he accomplished without the support of the community.
The ribbon for the Hall of Honor was cut by Chief Howell and John Anderson, the son of Officer John Anderson, who lost his life in the line of duty in the 1930s. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. Our forecast is coming up.